Hello, it's Richard Landon of A Brave World, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, we're going to continue our discussions on the importance of being set for success in your business with Kim Christie, the Alternative Board. Now, you can check them out at www.tab-winnipeg.com. That's tab-winnipeg.com. But first, a few thoughts. Have you ever wondered what it takes to be successful in business? I know I do. I wonder, where do business leaders and their management team go when they need to discuss business issues, the big issues? Heck, I think we all know the term. It's lonely at the top. And I suspect it's always lonely for the business leader and the senior management team. We all need somebody to talk to. As a business owner, we may feel isolated in our thoughts, no one to share them with. I had that experience recently in November. Yep, it happened that I went out for dinner with some business peers and all the stuff just came out to the top, just sort of rolled off my tongue, all the issues, the peaks, the valleys and the detours in my business. As a Canadian, I even apologized for sharing my experience. And what happened next was great. My peers looked at me and said, "We get you." It turned out they too experienced the isolation of being an entrepreneur, a business leader. So where do you turn to? I've since discovered that there are alternatives to business leaders or for business leaders and their senior management team. And since then, I have a bit of a mastermind group, a bit of a support group for my business success. But how about you and what about you? If you'd like to know a little bit more information, send me an email at richard@braveworld.ca. But as I mentioned, my guest today is Kim Christie of the Alternative Board. And I mentioned they can be reached at or you can check them out at www.tab-winnipeg.com. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Richard. Nice to be here.
I'm actually really quite excited to have you on the show. I've had the opportunity to check out your website, read up some information. Heck, we've even had a coffee together. Mm-hmm. So that even makes it more exciting. But Kim, before we get started, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, your past career, your personal life. What are you all about?
Sure, thanks. I was born in Winnipeg, like a lot of people, I had to go away and come back. I grew up in Thunder Bay, where I started with Sears, and Sears was a fantastic training ground. I worked in the store there for a while, and they transferred to head office in Toronto. I spent 23 years at Sears, and it was a wonderful training ground, a background. Through there, I did a lot of different things, sales, marketing, ops, loyalty programs. I was marketing manager of the Sears card, and I even helped launch the Air Miles program here in Canada.
Oh, so that's quite interesting. Air Miles program, we might have to discuss that a little bit.
It was a very interesting program. When I was there, that's where I first found out the power of a board, because the Air Miles folks got all the senior companies together. It'd be Shell and Bank of Montreal, Safeway. And we met quarterly to design the marketing program. So that's where I first learned the power of a board and how people in different businesses can have similar challenges that they're facing, although they're not in the same business.
So when you're talking about a board, you're actually talking about a group of people that business people hang out with and can actually have somebody to talk to.
Exactly. Yeah. Exchange ideas.
That thing. Now, you mentioned you're from Winnipeg, but you had to go away to work. Did you go to Thunder Bay? Was that where you went, or was it Winnipeg to somewhere else first?
No, my dad was transferred to Thunder Bay, so I grew up there, and then Sears transferred me into head office in Toronto.
And head office in Toronto, so you spent some time in the center of the country.
I did, the center of the universe.
Oh, no, I thought Winnipeg was the center of the country.
It is now.
It is now. It's an important part of it, too. Tell us a little bit about your personal life.
Okay, I was very fortunate when I moved back to Winnipeg. I brought my kids with me, and they were all born in Ontario. And they said, "Isn't that where you had to walk 2 miles to school uphill both ways in 40-degree weather?" But my kids loved it here. So I have four kids. I have a blended family right now. We have 7 kids in total.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a large group.
It is very large. We've got 10 now with them getting married and everything. We've got a couple of grandkids. Everybody lives in Manitoba except for my youngest son's in the Air Force. He's out in Cold Lake. So it's kind of nice having the whole family here. And they like Manitoba.
Yeah, Manitoba's a good province, a very good diversified province overall. Out of curiosity, with a blended family like that, do you have a dog?
We have 4 grand dogs.
You have 4 grand dogs that are all part of the family.
Yeah, they are very much so part of the family.
Now, I noted that, and I mentioned that you were with the Alternative Board. First of all, maybe what we should do is just find out, what is the Alternative Board?
Okay. The Alternative Board was started in 1990 by a fellow named Alan Fishman, and Alan was CEO of a company, and you were chatting in your monologue about the lonely at the top. And Alan put together a group of other business owners to help him, because it wasn't, he didn't have a board too small a company to have their own in-house board. So we put one together, and from that came the idea for the alternative board.
Okay.
So started in 1990 in St. Louis. Today, TAB is in Europe. We're in England, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Czechoslovakia. It's spread right across the world. We're small, medium business owners.
It's a full-blown global business.
It's an international company, yeah.
I'm curious a little bit now. I understand, if I understand correctly, I mean, you spent 23 years with Sears, so you suddenly like you had like a corporate career type thing.
Absolutely.
And now you've gone off to the alternative board. Now, did you like, is this your own business or are you an entrepreneur or what's the scoop here? Is it a franchise? What is it?
Yeah, TAB is a franchise. It's a head office in Denver, Colorado, and I bought the franchise back in 2004. So when I got out of corporate world, I wanted to stay in Winnipeg. And when I went to a headhunter, they looked at my resume. They said, ooh.
Where are you going to be?
you're a big company guy, and there aren't that many big companies here.
Yeah.
So TAB is a franchise. I bought the franchise after doing a lot of research and kicked off in September of 2004.
Yeah. It's funny you would mention about actually going to recruiters. And we'll come back to the TAB thing, too. When I first came back to Winnipeg, too, and haven't been away for a while, I went to saw a recruiter, and they basically said to me, people like you don't live in Winnipeg. And I went, really?
Yeah.
My whole family's here.
Yeah.
You know. So what do you do with that, right? So then you seek out your own opportunities.
Well, I looked at some options, Richard. One thing, I was looking at buying a company,
frankly.
I did not want to be an employee again. I always wanted to have my own company.
So I tell you what, you didn't want to be an employee again. You always wanted to have your own company. Why don't we explore that when we come back, okay? This is Richard Lannan for The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And my guest today is Kim Christie, and Kim is with the Alternative Board. And you can check them out at www.tab-winnipeg.com. That's tab-winnipeg.com. And we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan for The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And today, my champion is Kim Christie, and Kim is with the Alternative Board. And as I mentioned, you can check them out at www.tab-winnipeg.com. That's tab-winnipeg.com. Now, Kim, just before the break, we were talking about entrepreneurship, and we were talking about the transition from a 23-year career in the corporate world, figuring out that you didn't want to quite go back and work for somebody else, and so you wanted to be an entrepreneur, and you were looking at your alternatives. So let's talk a little bit more about that. I mean, I gathered now from our first segment that you've actually decided to buy into a franchise. So what was that whole process like in terms of deciding between starting up your own business or actually embracing a franchise?
Okay. Well, again, with my past corporate history, I've always been able to take something and make it work better.
Mm.
But I've never greenfielded anything, and frankly, I still haven't, obviously.
Okay, fair enough.
So I was either looking at buying an existing business or buying a franchise. I researched about five or six different opportunities, franchises, some of them that weren't in Canada yet, and decided TAB was the best fit for me, where I could help Winnipeg business owners with, we say, take their business to the next level with the tools they have and with the experience I had.
Sure. Okay, fair enough. So I want to explore this little issue a little bit from greenfielding something, so starting your own business or going to a franchise. And then we'll talk about TAB a little bit more, because you said you actually looked at several kind of franchises. Can you mention just the types of things you were thinking about at the time?
Yeah, one of them was like an HR services to help people find help. Another, there was quite a few of them, and TAB, frankly, wasn't the first choice, but I kept coming back to it again because of I looked at the fit between my background and what the other ones were, and I thought, I'm very comfortable with this.
Okay, so that's fair enough. And I think why we share that information, because we might have some listeners right now are thinking about, do I go get a job? Do I start my own business, greenfield a company? Or maybe franchising is an opportunity.
There's a lot of research you should do to get to know yourself, because being an entrepreneur is not the same. And when you've had a steady paycheck for 23 years, and then all of a sudden, you know, going to some place where you're not getting a steady paycheck, that can be a big transition and lead to a lot of sleepless nights.
So yeah, it's a big shock. And
it is.
You know, I know when my wife and I got married some 20-some-odd years ago, and a long time ago now, she used to really sort of like, how do you sleep at night being an entrepreneur and everything? I grew up in an entrepreneurial family.
Yeah.
So the peaks and valleys and detours, I was used to, right? So I understand that, and I think that's a really good encouragement too. Now, you mentioned that TAB is about helping small business owners get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Let's explore that a little bit more. In what way do you guys help small business owners get to the next level in their organization?
Well, one of the things, when you buy a franchise, you buy a system.
Yes.
And TAB has a very good system. So a couple of components in it where it helps. We have, every month we have one-on-one coaching sessions, executive coaching sessions with the owner. Then we also have every month a four-hour board meeting where they'll meet with other business owners. So that's part of the concept. TAB also has some tools. They have we have a tool called the Business Vantage, which is a great benchmarking tool. It develops a gap analysis as to how your company is doing in 10 different operational areas. We have a strategic business leadership tool, which helps you develop a strategic plan. So that's part of the reasons why I bought the franchise, was the tools that it came with.
The existing tools, everything helped you, and so the framework was actually in place. Now, you mentioned, I think the interesting name, TAB, and then the alternative board. I mean, that's really, it's an acronym, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it means. In terms of an alternative board, now these are private companies, not public companies, I gather, right?
Yeah.
Small business owners, how do you define, as a TAB organization, how do you define a small business owner?
We start with basically in about $500,000 in annual revenue.
Revenue, okay.
And four employees and up.
Okay.
Now, we deal with companies, you know, up to $30 million and up to 150 employees.
So
there's quite a broad range, which is why we have five different TAB boards here in Winnipeg and about 40 different business owners. So we tend to group them.
But, okay.
One of the main things we group them on, Richard, is attributes. So somebody has HR skills, somebody's got operation skills, somebody's got IT, somebody's a good sales and marketing. So what we try and do is have each board comprised of a mix of talents where these people can help each other, because while you might be good in something, invariably there's something you
you're not
with.
Good at everything. No, that's the way it works. You know, the interesting thing about small businesses is often they're technical professionals who've left their work, so to speak, and they started their business based on their technical expertise.
Absolutely.
That's what research shows. So you're an engineer, you go out and you start your own engineering firm, but maybe you are a contractor of such, maybe a drywaller or electrician or whatever, and you go out and start your own sort of organization. So
exactly.
You might have clients that are like that. Or
absolutely. People are an expert in their field, but they need help in terms of... We're in the business of business, and that's the problem sometimes. Everybody's in the business of business, but they think they're an electrician or a plumber.
Yeah, that's true. I was watching one of those programs on television the other night, and they were talking about, well, basically, if you're in business for yourself, if you can't sell, you're dead. You know, and it's so true. I meet a lot of entrepreneurs who I'll say to them, so you're a salesperson. And they'll actually say to me, no, I'm not. And I'm going, no, actually, you are.
Exactly.
And I've run several companies. So, you know, I'm coming from a space of understanding, just like yourself and everything.
Yep.
You know, that's quite good. So we have a TAB board. Mm-hmm. Okay. And each board member, I'm just sort of going to summarize for our listeners a little bit. Each one brings a certain attribute or skill to the table. One might be strong in technology, like you said, another in human resources, and another one in sales and marketing. And so they can all help each other out. In general, how large would a board be?
It can be up to eight to 10 members on a board.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's kind of important, Richard, is we have a template that we follow. Everybody brings their numbers to the meeting. They bring a set format for an update, and they set objectives for themselves. And that's one of the beauties of this, is the accountability, because a lot of business owners don't have anyone to hold them accountable.
Yeah. You can sleep in the morning, but we all know the early bird gets the worm, so that's not really an option.
Right.
So you need to be accountable to somebody.
But people don't want to stand up next month and say the one thing that was keeping them awake last month that they set their objective for that they didn't accomplish.
You know, let's explore that when we come back. You're listening to Richard Lannan for The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And our business champion today is Kim Christine. Kim's with an organization called the Alternative Board, and you can check them out at www.tab-winnipeg.com. That's tab-winnipeg.com. We'll be right back. It's Richard Lannan from A Brave World, where we're all about getting set for success in your business. And you've been listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. I guess Spar is all about finding a winning approach that'll help you set and achieve your business goals. But like most businesses, there are challenges. There are peaks, valleys, and detours. Often I think people need to work together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. Isn't that what sparring to be a business champion is all about? You know, you take a structured approach to engage your people and to transform your business environment to greater success, to a whole other level. When we return, we will continue our discussion with Kim Christie. Now, Kim Christie is with the Alternative Board, and you can check them out at www.tab-winnipeg.com. We'll also do the 1-2-3 Business Champion Knockout Tips, the things that you must do to be a champion in your business. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan for The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And our guest today is Kim Christie and of the Alternative Board. And as I mentioned, you can check them out at www.tab.com. www.ecosystems-winnipeg.com. Now, just before the break in the first segment, we were talking about the importance of accountability. And I guess you were saying that a board of your peers help you stay accountable. Let's explore that a little bit more and maybe give us a little story about how maybe it's helped a member or how you see accountability helping members.
Sure, absolutely. Well, as I mentioned, nobody wants to stand up in front of a board of their peers and say the thing that was keeping them awake last month and that was resulted in their objective that they didn't accomplish it the month after. And many business owners don't have anybody to hold them accountable. So that's one of the reasons why people are attracted to TAB. It helps them keep them focused, helps them keep them accountable. And I'll give you one example. There was one. We get into some personal things. I had, had a business owner wanted to lose weight, and the objective was to join a health club. And it was funny. She called me the night before the board meeting to say, I've just come from joining the health club because I wasn't going to stand up in front of them and tell them that I hadn't.
Yeah, and then be ridiculed by your peers. That's fair enough. You know, it's interesting. I've had similar experiences. I'm a member of several organizations, and something I really believe people should do in your business, you should definitely be involved in. And I do find from time to time, I actually start talking about certain things and I'm sitting down with my peers and they hold me accountable to it, you know, and then I think to myself, gee, you know, the next time I see them, I'm going to have this taken care of. It's done.
That's right. And you'll also hold them accountable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If they say it, oh, my gosh. Yeah, definitely. Now, it's interesting, and I know that during the break and before the show, you and I were talking a bit about the economy and what's going on today. And I think there's a lot happening today, especially in the resource industry, you know, prices of oil dropping, and then the mining industry's had some challenges and things, too. I guess in terms of dealing with a lot of small businesses and your organization, what's your perspective on the economy at present time?
Well, I think the economy in Manitoba has always been kind of slow and steady as she goes. We're very diversified. Many of my peers who own franchises across the world, we get together once a year and have a conference. And many times I feel very lucky because we don't have the big peaks and valleys. There's advantages to peaks, but man, the valleys are no fun.
Yeah. No. Well, nobody likes to be down the valley. I had the opportunity to see the speaker recently who talked about heroes and villains and the swoosh, he used to call it. And when he talked about heroes, he was talking about the peak, right? And then he was talking about villains, he was talking about the valley. And the swoosh was when the success unexpectedly came in.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that happens sometimes in business too. I agree. You know, the economy in Manitoba has been very fortunate that it is very diversified, and I think it does create that stability for us and stuff. Now, you've had the opportunity to work with many small businesses in our province or in the province of Manitoba. Are there any success stories that you can actually speak to?
Well, yeah, we've had many of them. Of the original members we had when we started 10 years ago, a couple of them are still members. So obviously TAB works. It's got legs. If we have like 97% retention, as a matter of fact, one of the top retention. So one of the things we help them with is like it's all over the place. We meet the personal needs of each member. We have each member do what's called a personal vision. So I can't speak exactly for confidentiality reasons to specific companies, but I can tell you we've had some members that have had startling growth, like we're talking 6x revenue growth. I had a really nice compliment from a member one time. He said, you know, without you and without you as my coach and without TAB, you know, I'd still have probably the same sales today. And I said, oh, why have you remained a member? And he said, well, because I'd be broke.
I'd be broke. Somebody's got to keep them accountable.
Well, exactly. Yeah. The numbers. A lot of people don't pay enough attention to their financials. So,
You know, it's interesting that we'd actually say that I've had the opportunity to work with a number of organizations, and that's one of the things that we actually go through training on is knowing your numbers. So that's an important piece, and a lot of people don't understand it. Now, I was checking out your website, and I went to a page called the Business Challenge page, and I thought this was a great page because it was a big circle diagram with some categories and things in it, and there were some common ones that I thought were actually quite interesting that maybe we can talk a little bit about. And I noticed that some of them were like family business, employee issues, exit strategies. I mean, these are all really popular themes today in our economy. In terms of your organization, how do you actually help, say, your clients work with on some of those issues?
Well, I think it's fair to say that we've dealt with all of those over the course of years within the same board. Family businesses, we've helped family businesses transition. We called it from Gen 2 to Gen 3.
Okay.
One business, which is not easy. Like, there's not too many businesses that succeed to the third generation.
You know, the usual thing about, so Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3, you know, Generation 1 creates it, Generation 2 builds it, and Generation 3 destroys it.
Exactly.
And that's the old sort of joke about the three generations of business. So if you can make that transition help, that's a big, big success issue.
Well, that's the saw. We've helped people sell their businesses. Like, we've had tab board members that sold their businesses.
Okay.
And that's one thing. People have to always make sure their business is in a position to sell. And
yes.
that you aren't your business.
Yes.
And we find that happening quite a lot. A lot of people don't have exit strategy or succession plans, and we work on that quite often. So saying 2 years from now, what's your organizational chart going to look like? Do we have people we're going to promote, train them to take over a elevated position? So that's we get into all those issues. Employee issues are huge.
Yeah.
How do you get people, retain them? It's always a challenge for every business owner, especially in a small business.
Sure. And I mean, a lot of the challenges that do happen in terms of a small business regarding employee retention, what might be some of the issues for them? Is it just because of the nature of the organizations or
some people think there's more opportunities in bigger businesses, but
yes.
I'm starting to find that a lot of the smaller companies have better benefit plans in some cases than the big ones. The big ones are carving them out and the small ones are adding them out.
And that's probably one way they're getting their competitive advantage.
Exactly.
You know? And I think the other thing about small businesses, too, is the many hat syndrome. You know, like in large organizations, you can be sort of just doing one thing all day, or maybe it's multiple things, but mm-hmm. a lot of small businesses, you end up wearing many hats. And
absolutely.
If you're part of that business, you know, and so your role can be very diversified and very rewarding.
Exactly right. You can diversify.
Diversify.
Work-life balance is another thing. Obviously, there's a lot of people that don't have a work-life balance. We get every January, every tab member presents a plan for the next 12 months as to how much time they're going to take off, and it becomes a contest. And we have a saying that says, the more you work in your business, the less it's worth.
Yeah.
Because you've got to have processes and procedures to be able to take that kind of time off.
To take that time off. Yeah, I actually had a friend of mine who used to, when I first started my one of my companies 10 years ago, the first thing they said was, Richard, we want you to sit down and put out a calendar and mark all the time you're not available to work on your business.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best things I ever did.
Real eye-opener.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Richard Lannan from A Brave World and of course, the SPAR about business champions. And our guest today is Kim Christie from the Alternative Board. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan, and you're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And our business champion today is Kim Christie. Kim is with the Alternative Board. And the Alternative Board, if you want to know more information about them, you can check them out at www.tab-winnipeg.com. Let me do that one again, www.tab-winnipeg.com, the tab-winnipeg.com. Sorry about that. This segment now is we're actually going to look at the 1, 2, 3 business champion knockout tips, those things you must do to be a business champion in your organization. Now, Kim, just before the break and everything, I asked you to think about 3 tips that you could actually share with our listeners about what would make a business champion for their business. Kim, what are your 3 tips?
Well, number one would be have a unique selling proposition or a USP.
Okay. What would be your second one?
Second one would be have someone you can talk to when you're planning for your business future, someone that isn't involved in your business.
Okay. And what would be your number 3?
Life in biz is a continuous learning experience. You have to make sure that you have a plan to continue to stay up on all the different things a business owner has to keep up on today.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that. USP, I'm familiar with USP, unique gathering proposition. You know, there's also, unique selling proposition. I'm also familiar with UGP, unique gathering place. There we go. Different things. About that. But USP, so unique selling proposition. Tell me a little bit more about that. What is that exactly?
Well, there's lots of people in your business. You have to have a reason that differentiates you from your competitors. Otherwise, why would they come to you?
Yes.
So as I tell people, we are all solution providers. Whatever business we're in, none of us are really a plumber. We're solving somebody's plumbing problem.
Yes.
So one of the things is determine the why of your company. So as a tip, there's a great video, a TED video, by a fellow named Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K. If you Google TED videos and look for Simon Sinek, he talks about the why of your company in a golden circle.
Okay.
And I would suggest this is something every company should work on, is why are we there? What are our customers looking to us for? And what's that helps you determine your unique selling proposition.
I like the idea of a golden circle, did you say? And what was this gentleman's name again?
Simon Sinek, S-I-M-O-N-S-I-N-E-K.
Okay, so that's a good idea to Google his name and check that out. And now your next one was actually, what was it, talk to people?
Get a group that can help you when you're planning your business, and don't make it ad hoc. I've run across too many people who said, I have a group of people I can call whenever I have a problem. At TAB, what we try and do is prevent that problem from occurring. So it might be too late if you wait to get a group together.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like the way you manage to do that is through standardization, right? You have a process mm-hmm. that everybody follows, and you probably follow board structure, Exactly. I'm gathering, right? So yep. You're saying having a group get together, but have it in some kind of structured format.
You have to have, and it's a good idea. We facilitate the meetings. A lot of people think it's easy until they try it themselves. You've done some facilitation.
I do a ton of strategic facilitation, and I'm always amazed at how many times people say, oh, we just facilitated ourselves, and then they tell me they didn't get the results that they wanted.
Surprise.
Surprise. Right? Well, yeah, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
You know?
Part of our TAB training is we're obviously taught to be facilitators and coaches.
Sure.
And there's a big difference between a coach and a consultant.
Yes.
We're there to teach people and help them learn how to do it themselves rather than, you know,
advise them,
yeah.
Which is a distinction between the two. I agree, actually. I've always been challenged with those two words, and I'm a facilitator coach. I mean, I fall into your area. So mm-hmm. Sorry, a little bit about myself too here.
It's all right.
So I totally understand what you're talking about. Now, your third one was continuous learning. So let's mm-hmm. talk about that a little bit more. So what's the continuous learning thing that you're thinking?
Well, Richard, you and I talked earlier, and you're a small business guy too.
Sure.
You were up at 6 o'clock this morning watching a YouTube video because we have to keep abreast of so many things as a small business
owner. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And it's getting more complicated.
Yeah.
Life's getting faster and faster, and you've got to be the IT expert, the HR expert, the
everything.
Social media now.
Oh.
How do you keep up to speed on all these things? So it's important that you do. But it's very hard to keep up on all of those things.
So. And one of the things I've learned, you mentioned, use me as the example, so thank you. We haven't been talking about that. And, you know, I have it in my schedule, right? It's a regular schedule time, and I have little sticky notes that I keep, and I sort of write it down, and then I go and I look for that information. You're right. I mean, I had to go and look something up and everything, and I could have read a book on it, and I chose to read a couple of blogs and watch a couple of videos to figure out, you know, so I know enough to be dangerous, right?
Correct.
But it's continuous
learning.
So
that educational component is crucial. Like,
yeah.
And when I think 10 years, the changes over the last 10 years since I started TAB here in Winnipeg, phenomenal.
Huge.
Yeah, you've
huge.
So how do you keep abreast on all those things? So you have to, and that's one of the things I think where the value add is when you've got different people with different interests on a board, they're following other things closer than some others.
Yes.
So the things they're primarily interested in. So they help keep the members of the board up to speed on the things that are their primary interest.
Well, they say that's the best thing in terms of generally to be successful in business or investments or anything.
Yeah.
You know, identify those key things that you can specialize in and be very knowledgeable on and focus on those and then hire your weakness, so to speak. That's
absolutely.
That's the term I use. Or leverage friends who are stronger in that piece and that. You know, fascinating business, the alternative board is what it's called. What else can you tell us about your organization?
Well, I guess I have to tell you, I have phenomenal clients. It's great. I love the work-life balance that I have personally.
Sure.
And it's fun. And I, you know, one thing I always counsel people on, if they're in business, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
Sure.
Because business should be fun. Otherwise, why would you do this?
You know, and it's funny. Often we talk a lot about our passions in business and everything too, but I agree with the fun piece. And I actually have 5 core values I operate with. And my 5th one is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm not having fun, then I do a little bit of a rethink because I think then there's something wrong. So I completely understand that overall. Business-wise, it sounds to me like you are having a good time with it. Mm-hmm. Now, how long you've been operating TAB?
10 years. We had our 10th anniversary of our first TAB board meeting last November.
Okay.
And I said we're up to 5 TAB boards right now. My associate, Boyd Liskey, he runs 2 boards. I run 3 of them. And we're expanding. We're looking to add another contract facilitator to run boards. And I can see we would have 60 TAB board members and maybe up to 8 boards within the next 3 years. So
you're nice. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, there's a lot of need for this. There's a lot of people getting into business. They're leaving their jobs or getting a package or whatever, and they want to try being an entrepreneur. So there's a lot of need for people. They don't know what they don't know, and we help them with that aspect.
Help that. So. You know, actually, this sounds really positive for the Winnipeg economy or the Manitoba economy, too, because if you are expanding your organization, that tells me that there's opportunity. But then there's not just opportunity for you, but there's opportunity for your clients. And isn't it really all about them expanding their business?
Absolutely.
That's ultimately
absolutely.
What you're trying to do.
And one of the things, if you're going to do what Boyd and I do for a living, you really have to enjoy watching people succeed and helping them succeed.
Yeah,
and I
think
we do. You have to have that attitude. And I'm really happy when somebody moves to that next level because we help get them there.
Get them there. It's you're listening to Richard Land for the SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And today our champion is Kim Christie of the Alternative Board. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Hi, you've been listening to Richard Lannan for the SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And today our guest has been Kim Christie of the Alternative Board. Now, Kim, before we sort of exit out of our show today, I just want to leave you with a question here. And if you could share one thing with our listeners, what would that be?
I would say make sure your business can run without you.
Okay.
Because if your business, if you can't take a month off or 2 months off and have the business run, I don't think you have a business. I think you have a job.
You have a job.
You've got nothing to sell then, and the business is too dependent. Many times the business is too dependent on the owner. Processes, procedures, systems, so you can take the time off and know the business is running well without you. Then you've got something to sell. You have something of value.
For somebody else. That's actually a great tip. Again, you've been listening to Richard Lannan for The Spar about business champions. We've been chatting with Kim Christie. Now, Kim is with the Alternative Board, and you can check them out at www.tab-winnipeg.com. That's tab-winnipeg.com. At this point, I'd like to thank you very much for tuning in.